This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Vail Resort says all of its employees will have to provide proof of vaccination for ski season, and that goes for some guests, too. CPR Sarah Mulholland has more.
Vail says anybody 12 and older will need proof of vaccination to dine indoors on the mountain. That includes people enrolled in ski school. The company says that for now, that's the only place guests will need proof of vaccination. President Biden's recent mandate means all businesses with 100 or more employees will need to require vaccinations or regular testing for workers. And that includes ski resorts. Vail operates several of Colorado's most well-known resorts, including Keystone, Breckenridge, Beaver Creek, and Vail. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
This fall is seeing a return to stadiums and concert venues full of fans, but COVID-19 rules and risk vary depending on things like how big the event is and whether it's inside or outside. Hotchkiss resident Greg Crush says he's unvaccinated but is not hesitating to attend in-person events.
I mean, you're taking a risk no matter what you do, unless you want to live in a bubble.
The Denver Broncos' full-capacity home opener is Sunday against the New York Jets. A developer who was turned down last month by Colorado Springs City Council for a zoning change is asking a judge to overturn that decision, according to the Colorado Springs Independent. The developer wants to put hundreds of new apartments near the neighborhood that was hit by the Waldo Canyon fire in 2012. In Colorado Springs, currently 45 degrees, in Denver 42. Front range highs will be in the 60s mostly this afternoon and warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.